In Lebanon, the political opposition has mobilized enormous crowds to demonstrate against the government of Prime Minister Fouad Siniora. The biggest of the opposition groups is Hezbollah, which is a political party, a militia, a social movement based in the south of the country among Lebanese Shiite Muslims. Hezbollah and its allies, who include a Christian leader, Michel Aoun, want the Siniora government out. Anthony Shadid of The Washington Post is in Beirut. And first, Anthony, what was the state of protest today? I know over the weekend there were colossal crowds of people demonstrating in Beirut against the government. Today?
Right. It was kind of the aftermath of what we saw yesterday. Yesterday, hundreds of thousands poured into the downtown area where there's been a sit-in going on for about 10 days now. We have hundreds of tents that are set up. People have been there around the clock, and they plan to stay there as long as this crisis lasts.
What are the demonstrators, and what is Hezbollah demanding?
Well, the most bluntly stated demand is to give Hezbollah and its allies one-third plus one of the seats in the cabinet. And what the formulation means, in effect, is that Hezbollah and its allies would have a veto power over government decisions. They would have the ability to force the government to resign over a decision they disagreed with. They're saying that this one-third plus one of the seats in the cabinet should be enshrined in Lebanese custom from here on, that any opposition should have that formulation in the future. What we're talking about is, in some ways, a struggle over the very identity of the country, you know, whether Hezbollah's allies, Iran and Syria, are ascendant here, or the government's American ally is ascendant here. What's the state of the country's posture toward Israel, a culture of resistance or a culture of accommodation? And all these are being struggled over in almost an existential way in this crisis. It's been going on for about a month and a half now.
Now, there were massive demonstrations in Beirut after the assassination of Rafiq Hariri a year and a half ago or so. That was from the, I assume, from the other side of Lebanese political life. Do the two groups generally compare in size and volume, or is one significantly more populous than the other?
There is a big debate in Lebanon these days over who represents the majority, and both sides claim to represent that majority. I think what you're dealing with is a country that is divided, and divided into two very substantial camps, neither of which can be disenfranchised in Lebanese politics, and that's a suggestion that the status quo can't last. There probably will be compromises made, perhaps a national unity government, a new election for parliament, a new election for president. What sequence these steps take are probably going to decide where the crisis goes.
So far, this particular crisis seems to be played out through political demonstrations, big crowds, speeches, sit-ins. Also, counter pro-government demonstration, I gather, in Tripoli over the weekend and in another Lebanese city. Do people there feel any confidence that it will remain a struggle of demonstrators and not degenerate into a struggle of militias and armed groups?
There's really deep anxiety in Lebanon these days, especially in Beirut. I mean, we've already seen violence break out between Sunni and Shiite neighborhoods and kind of the fault lines that run through the city. They've calmed down over the past few days, but I think there's a deep sense of unease, a deep sense of worry over this idea of protests in the streets turning into something much more violent. There is talk about a compromise, a talk about negotiations over a possible deal. But I think there's also a sense that if those negotiations don't work well, that we're probably going to see an escalation. And both Hezbollah and its allies have made not so veiled threats that they would escalate a campaign of civil disobedience, for instance. They might cut the airport road. People may go on strike. There is a sense that this is a make-or-break week. Either we see a deal or the crisis takes maybe a more unpredictable and even more dangerous turn.
Well, Anthony Shadid, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
My pleasure.
That's reporter Anthony Shadid of The Washington Post speaking to us from Beirut, from Lebanon.